Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're now into hour number two, and we have Steve Quayle, who hadn't been on a couple of years, joining us to break down all these different reports that are coming out, some of them mainstream news, about preparations for economic collapse, martial law, highway checkpoints now forcibly taking DNA. First, it was intimidating people. Now they're just ordering it. It's martial law being incrementally brought in. We're going to get his trends of 2014 and where Steve thinks things are going coming up in the next segment. But looking at Russia, they've now had, what, three bombings and shootings and other things that are happening with real Al-Qaeda attacking civilian soft targets. And this is meant to destabilize the Olympics. And the globalists think we're so dumb. The Saudis said back in August, their head of intelligence, Prince Bandar, that we will activate Al-Qaeda forces to attack the lead-up and the Olympics itself. And then it all starts happening. They are the prime suspects. I mean, when you say, I'm going to come over to your house and shoot you in the head, Bob, and then the next day Bob's found shot dead in his house, I mean, who's the suspect? If I was to say on air, I'm going to go over to my neighbor Bob's house, hypothetical, don't have a neighbor named Bob, and before the media picks this up and says I'm being serious, and comes over and then, you know, kills the person, if I was to do that, I would be the prime suspect. So that's what's going on here. But meanwhile, I told you this was coming for a long time, and now they're doing it. They have this whole data mining NSA system at the airport, which they're still going to drag you aside sometimes and grope your genitals and do all that, but they engage in the social conditioning of the groping and the rest of it, the body scanning, to make you then just want to submit to having all your data scanned and controlled in the technocracy. So you opt into the NSA grid, and so now the headline is, can robots better spot terrorists at airports? Now, the truth is they're going to keep the TSA. It's going to end up being a police squad that drags you off when you go through security perimeters. And when you go through, gates close, so no one will even see you disappear. So they're going to turn them into actual prisons, and that's all being announced. But this is being sold as a reform of the TSA. And again, I told you this a decade ago because they were on record that this was the plan. So continuing, can robots better spot terrorists at airports? And it says next to have their jobs automated, airport security screeners. Now, again, I'm on record telling you how this psychology game is going to work. And I'm not bragging, saying, hey, I'm so smart. I'm saying this is how they do everything. They bring in new layers of control, but claim it's going to reform it. Oh, you go through and you scan, and then we have all your data, and we track you before you get to the airport, your job, what you buy, what you do, what your preferences are, but that's not spying on you. It's just totally spying on you. And then you opt into this to just have to swipe your card and talk to one TSA person. You go right through, and it's totally easy and all wonderful. Isn't that just great? But then they leave the third layer of security, which is really the first layer, the TSA, the body scanners, the groping. That still all stays there. And even if you are a trusted traveler, oh, we still need to shunt you off to do it. But now you're trusted. Now you're part of the club. You know this mousetrap. You've gotten cheese off it 100 times. But this one time, it's actually locked and loaded. The spring's been pulled, and it slams down your little head, breaking your neck. And that's how they're setting it up. You go through, the security door. It closes. People don't see what's going on. Now you're in there with them. Now you go out the door. The predators drag you off. This is in the future. And then everybody else doesn't get upset and doesn't see you being put on the train. It'll actually be a truck with a bag over your head. You understand? And I'm telling you, that's what this is designed to do. This is all social engineering done incrementally. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The American population is now living longer, but with age comes related health difficulties. What if you could learn the secret of how to have a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol, healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels? You'd live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness. Heart and Body Extract may be your answer. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wildcrafted and organic herbs that's 100% natural. The body has its own self-cleaning and detoxifying system, but after age 30, it's necessary to supplement this system. Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal health. With Heart and Body Extract, you can keep your heart healthy, your arteries clear, plus Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got one of the most interesting and controversial guests ever that we get on, and one of the most sought after and requested. Steve Quayle joining us until the bottom of the hour, next hour, maybe even longer if he can do it, to then take 30 minutes of phone calls and questions. I want to cover the waterfront, but I remember reading books in the mid-90s written by Quayle that talked about splicing humans with animals and nanotech and weaponized flu and world government and the globalists funding Al-Qaeda and all this stuff. And I'm like, this guy is really out there. But then over the years, I look back on how much of what he's talked about coming true. There's a real paradox, though. And it's that as we fight to stop the New World Order from fully being able to take over and start all these wars, I mean, we got the military to stand up and say no to the expansion of the Syria war that probably would have led to war with Russia. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs went and told Obama no. So huge positive things are happening. We can get a reprieve, I believe. But we've been so close with the missing nukes out of Dyess Air Force Base. And you notice all the nuke firings that happened right after that of the top general, the number two general, the top admiral. Lindsey Graham comes out hours after and says a nuke could blow up Charleston, South Carolina. All of this stuff is happening. And listen, I just know my source was real. Didn't know why the nukes were being unearthed. They were hidden there. Weren't supposed to be there since the 80s, since the SALT treaty. And then, or was it START? I forget. And being shipped out to the East Coast. I mean, it's those type of things where whistleblowers don't have anybody to go to. So they go to Steve Quayle. They go to Alex Jones. They go to the Northeast Intelligence Network. And I get told by Secret Service people that are currently in, a lot of the things I hear from these other sources are really going on. And they could set off nukes anytime to bring in martial law. They could release a super plague, which you already see some of them out there. They could do any of this. And their whole agenda is stalling like Hitler in the Russian mud in Barbarossa, in Operation Barbarossa, in the 1940s, like 1943, 44, when it began to totally fail there in Leningrad. That's where the globalists are right now, to use that analogy. And they are going to pull out the stops. Now, again, it's not even our government. It's criminal elements that play governments off against each other. The globalists have elements in the Chinese government, the Russian government, the U.S. government. And then they play the nations off against each other to bring about the outcome of their world government. And that's why it's on record that criminal elements of our government are funding Al-Qaeda in Chechnya, in other areas, to bomb Volgograd, to bomb the Olympics. The head of Saudi intelligence said they would do that in August if they didn't stop supporting Assad. So huge geopolitical things are happening. And you've got market crash in the works. A canary may have just keeled over. That's on InfoWars.com with top analysts saying that. Is America about to reach a breaking point? Anger grows as unemployment benefits cut. Absolutely. Well, this country is in a depression. Things are unraveling fast, but it's worldwide. The domestic drone program for targeting U.S. citizens is being announced, something we got made fun of years ago, Steve Quayle first. NSA has complete control of your iPhone. Can it activate your microphone and camera? That's being now announced mainstream news. Our government has weaponized the Internet. Here's how they did it. Wired Magazine told you that. I called it that. A decade ago, weaponized against us, ladies and gentlemen. So Steve Quayle will join us at least until the bottom of the next hour to go over this entire grid and who the different power blocks are and where he sees them going. But it's funny, when I wanted to get him on about a week ago, when we talked to him, he first said, I want to go on about basically about the same topics, about the domestic control grid, the foreign mercenary troops, the InfraGuard systems, how MSNBC is preparing. This is what came out of some Secret Service contacts that I confirmed 2 years ago. Race war. And that's why MSNBC and CNN are like, you know, whites are the devil, go after them, they're evil, it's okay to call, you know, people crackers, because they want us fighting with each other when all hell breaks loose. The question is, can that be averted with the dollar bubble that's gyrating out of control? It's all coming to a head in 2014, and I don't know the time frames here, but every analyst I talk to says the world has never been in more danger. So Steve Quayle, again, will join us. Let me tell you a few things about Steve Quayle. Steve Quayle is a nationally known radio host and Survive to Thrive and Coast to Coast. He's also a photographer, a best-selling author, filmmaker. He wrote A Breathe No Evil, A Primer for Understanding Bioterrorism in 96. He's a former editor of Survival Quest and Security and Survival Chronicles. And the following are some of the more dramatic events Quayle identified long before the mainstream news even had a clue. The reason I'm going to read this is I remember hearing him say and reading him write much of what I'm just looking at here today. Stated in 97, the following year would bring unprecedented temperatures approaching 130. By June of 98, India hit 129. Declared 1 year prior to the microburst that touched down in the Root National Forest near Steamboat Springs, Colorado, would see winds approaching 350 miles an hour. And then later it happened. And then he talked about the big caldera volcano that they're now mainstream news saying could blow any time, that would basically kill everybody in North America. I mean, this is all just wild stuff that he said at first. He, of course, was the first to go public with red mercury, a trans mutated element that makes softball-sized neutron weapons feasible. Quayle also spelled out in great detail prior to Russian General Alexander Lebed's statement confirming that there were 100 suitcase nuclear weapons missing. At inception, Quayle warned about the spread of new waterborne pathogens and mutations occurring in Earth's oceans due to excreted pharmaceuticals from human waste. Quail detailed the remarkable accuracy, the possession of weapons of mass destruction that Libya, Iran, Iraq, North Korea, Syria, and Cuba possess. And that's what I've been told by high-level special warfare people, that they've all got weapons. Quayle has stated several years that U.S. would eventually have to occupy Saudi Arabia since they joined the anti-U.S. confederation. Notice now they're attacking Russia as well. And he now joins us to break all this down. Steve, that's a long intro, but I wanted to do that because you and others, I believe, have helped avert stuff getting a lot worse before. But then when we're able to get the word out to the military and people inside who aren't bad, and then they leak info, by the grace of God, we're able to get a reprieve. The naysayers say, oh, see, all this bad stuff didn't happen. Look at all the incredible stuff that's happened. Almost World War III with the Russians in 2008 in Georgia. Russia threatening to nuke Western Europe last week. The Chinese president saying prepare for war. The globalists trying to stir them up. Our government funding Al-Qaeda. All the insane things that are happening, and we're here trying to hold the gates back from the enemy battering ram, and the establishment media wonks are saying, go back to sleep, open the gates, nothing's bad. You know, if the gates do fall, Steve, man, I really feel sorry for all these idiots because they have no idea what's coming down. Steve, thank you for joining us. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thank you so much. The more they lie, the more people die. And one of the things that, by the grace of God, I've tried to do and that you've been doing is warning. And what people have got to understand in any covert operation, when there is exposure, there's immediate cancellation. And I believe that when you went public with the whole nuclear story, I followed that. And, again, that was the most recent time. Several years before that, there were 29 nukes ready to take off. 29 cities in America, and some amazing people from your area in department or area of the military that most people don't even know exist, diffused those. That was when, if you remember, Iran was making the bragging about literally the West was going to perish in 29 of our cities. So what we've tried to do and what you've done exceptionally well is educate. But as we're going on the radio today, we're right now where we told everybody we would be. You're getting your sources. I get my sources. And God bless every one of you that brave men and women in the military and law enforcement, the intelligence community that speak up and stand up. Because if we were to define today's show, it's freedom's gone by. No longer is Alex Jones or Steve Quayle. We're not fear-mongers. We declare the truth. All of the articles coming out of the mainstream is being ordered to hide this, hide that. That's how they work their evil. That's how they work their death. I'm extremely concerned for Texas, Alex, because as I watch this spread of what I would call biologically engineered pathogenic weapons, it seems like the South is the target zone, target area. And one of the great, if you will, dichotomies to me is that Texas has been under weather warfare. You can see the HAARP radio frequency weapons that are being used against Texas. Now you guys have got the, you know, variations of the different flus. People in your own family, you know, one of them, I guess, passed away, and the other one hasn't. So now, you know, is fighting for his life. So we're in a position where I think everything that can happen that we've warned about will happen, and we're going right into the middle of the matrix. Now, people have got to understand that they can either submit to the fear and denial, or they can act and take action. I'd say that we're now experiencing in the Fukushima probably the greatest control of one of the most deadly and dangerous events to take place. And I'm on record as stating, I make no apologies for it, Fukushima was not a natural event, nor was the earthquake that initiated it, nor were the beams going into the reactor from above it. That was on YouTube. One of the problems in being ahead of time is nobody believes you at that time. And then when we arrive at the time, how do we take them, Alex, from where you've warned and you've warned and warned and warned. We've warned and warned and warned. They've scorned and scorned and scorned. We try and do our best to get them to prepare. And then ultimately, all, and I say this, all of their plans, all of their designs are in motion. We're talking about that. You and I have quoted until we're blue in the face all of the quotations from the globalists and the elite that they want to take the world's population down 90%.
That's right. Stay there, Steve. I'm giving you the floor when we come back to break down geopolitically what's happening domestically, and what your key intel is about economic collapse, what the globalists are planning. Stay with us.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The challenge, creating delicious GMO-free foods with a 25-year shelf life. The solution, Numana Foods, a pioneer in healthy, storable foods. Our meals are GMO and gluten-free, contain no MSG aspartame or high-fructose corn syrup, and we never use chemicals or preservatives. Just good, healthy food at great prices. Call us today at 888-597-0775 or visit GMOfreefoodstorage.com. That's GMOfreefoodstorage.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Well, he's definitely an intriguing person to talk to because so much of the stuff that he discussed ended up turning out to be true. It had to be 4 or 5 years ago, he said, look, they're going around GPS marking everybody's front doors for drones as one of the reasons, but also for SWAT teams. And I said, that fits into how they operate. But about 2 years after, and people really criticized Steve for that, it turned out indeed that that was true. And it's way beyond that. Everything's being tracked. Everything's being controlled. The government is just run by globalists, but there's still good people in the government. So we are just in an incredible crossroads. This is a short segment, 6 minutes long, Steve, 18-minute segment coming up after that. But get into geopolitically what's happening. I want to pick your brain about the Middle East, funding al-Qaeda, Syria, what's happening with the bombings in Russia, what you think's behind that, what your intel is, and then your big story, this mystery illness killing people all over the country. They're saying it's flu. I've gone and talked to the doctors and gotten the name. It's staph and strep and basically superbugs, but they're covering it up. Media won't cover it. There's just so much to talk about, but let me just throw out a few of the questions. What's your intel geopolitically, Middle East slash Russia slash China, with the Chinese president coming out yesterday and saying their main mission is to prepare for war?
Well, Alex, I think that that's one of the most critical issues. I can say two things in the mind of the Chinese are ready to go. I have a source, very well placed, and he asked a bunch of his flight students who are training Chinese pilots how to fly. He said, what will you do about the Senkaku Islands? And I said, we will take Japan. And unless the people understand, Unit 731 was a biological weapons program of the Japanese government under Dr. Ishii, which was very similar to Operation Paperclip. We took in all the Japanese scientists that were involved in chemical and biological warfare, and also Nanking, the famous rape of Nanking. So there is a virulent hatred between the Chinese and Japanese. Japan is ready to go off the brink and the deep end financially. They're printing money. So geopolitically, what you're seeing is China basically is going to control the entire South China Sea. And we've already prepared. We're moving stuff to Guam and everything. But what's sad is the United States, under this present entity, has displaced probably 200 of our best military leaders. And I want to make a statement. A lot of people get mad when I say stuff ahead of time, and then they go out and do their best, including NORTHCOM, to disparage and, you know, do everything they can to try and take away from the validity.
No, you said there was a purge going on 4 years ago.
Yep. And the deal is that what really is troubling, and this is the word I've been preaching, I haven't veered from it, Alex, you know that, is that before America's destroyed by the Russians and the Chinese, the sins of America's leaders and the sins of the people are going to be made known. What have we seen? We've seen everything. You just detail it.
You've been saying that for 15, 16 years as a mantra, and it is all coming out now.
It is, and the thing that the positioning of nuclear assets and the betrayal, I asked some of my best sources, you can validate this and verify it, I asked, to what degree did the Chinese possess our most top secret technology? And the exact words were, Steve, they have everything. There's only two exceptions where there's still a little bit of control, and that's some of the electrogravitic, you know, the triangulars. Shape TR-3s, TR-4s, and stuff like that, and Stargate technology. And we won't go into that today because there's too much immediate stuff. But see, Alex, the problem is when people can't or won't or because they're too frightened. You know, everybody tells me I scare people. I say that the best answer to fear is the truth. That's what you based on. That's what everything you do and everything I do and we do and those of us who are in this world do. But what's hard to get people to understand is that if you give the game plan, then you can teach the people what to look for. So we're going to talk today about all that. I'm really concerned with the situation in Saudi Arabia. You detail Prince Bandar's basically threat. There's rumors out there beyond just the crazy, websites. There's genuine movement of Russian special forces into the Saudi Arabian theater. When I said that we'll occupy Saudi Arabia, that will come to pass. Saudi Arabia already has nuclear weapons. I've talked to Air Force guys that have guarded them. So
and that even came out now. We said that years ago because I was told that by my high-level sources that Iran's got the nukes and that Saudi Arabia has them. Stay there. I want to come back after this quick break and get into that and how you think the Russians are going to respond. And do you think the Russians staged these bombings, or do you think the Saudis who said they would did it? Well, they stand to gain by trying to discredit the Olympics to get back at Putin. I see no reason the Russians would do this. More bombings today, more shootings. It is amazing. And the globalists have Al-Qaeda sleeper cells here as well that they run. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
They maybe even go into overdrive. He's got so much to say here. I want to just be honest with everybody. I've held back over the years a lot of stuff that I know just because I personally don't think people are ready to hear it. And it the truth is almost discrediting because it's so bizarre. Truth is stranger than fiction. But I'm also seeing a lot of really good things happen. So I believe we can have a reprieve, but I'm going to be honest with you. I have never had a greater feeling of beyond dread, just sadness, over everything I see happening, but also at a gut level. And the office has learned to see this around here. I told them the day before the fake bin Laden deal, I said, I have a horrible feeling something really bad is about to happen. And so many other countless times, the day before Sandy Hook, I was pacing around the office, totally upset, And I said, something bad's about to happen. And it's not just that there's bad things happening constantly around the world. It's that it's a major enemy push. And that if we fail that test, they're going to go to the next level. We've been passing a lot of the test against evil. The problem is that we've been failing a lot of them as well. And the enemy is not in a good position at many levels, but it is in a good position at others because the evil is so over the top. And you've got to understand, it is a dimensional evil. Just like the Bible says, it's not Russia, it's not America, it's not China, it's not Iran. It's evil people working who all basically have the same spirit, the same programming, whatever you want to call it. It's like a breed of horses, you know, are known for being strong, or known for fast, or known for mean, or known for being lazy. It's like these globalists are all different races, colors, and creeds, but they have the same mind. They work the same. We're going to go to Steve and get his take on that and to continue with the missing nukes. Because, listen, I almost didn't go on air with that nuke story because it was so credible, and it came from such an incredible source. And I've never been able to talk to that source again, and I can't say too much without giving away who they are. But we've been unable to speak to them. I'll just leave it at that. And I knew media, if they picked it up, that they had been given disinfo, but they saw this happen. But if the media ignored it, then not only was what he saw real nukes being transferred out with no paperwork, but that it was part of what our other sources said it was. And all hell broke loose, ladies and gentlemen. With Lindsey Graham coming out that night, a speech that was in CBS News saying a nuke could blow up the very harbor where we were told the stuff was sent, where they, by the way, keep U.S. nukes already. A key Special Forces command base, which is known to be there, but it's much larger than what is publicly said. I'll just leave it at that. And I'm going to go to Steve here in a moment. It's just that then the number one, number two, number three nuke generals and admirals were all fired. It goes on and on. There's the headline. Graham, nukes in hands of terrorists could result in bomb coming to Charleston Harbor. Now, I still don't know from my sources what's going on. They just know this went on. And separately, let me plug one of the great products we've got. We'll go back to Steve that just ties into all this. The reason I discovered this special nascent iodine was I was talking to medical doctors, nutritionists, you name it, about what was best for my family to protect our thyroid from the ambient radiation or a nuclear attack, what's good for overall health, the fluoride conspiracy, where it's the bad halogen replacing the good halogen iodine. But that most iodine out there is bound. That's why it's black or dark red. It's not blue, purple like this is on paper. That's because this is true atomic iodine in its atomic form. And it blocks the radioactive isotopes because it's in an atomic form and strips them out of the body. We are selling out of it. We'll have more in a few weeks. But if you want to get your order in now, this is something you take regularly but also stock up on. And then you know you're getting the highest quality product, double the strength, half the price, and supporting the transmission. We couldn't do it without you. Also, we now have the fluoride shield that is six different things, including the iodine, in a two-ounce bottle, and it's only $9.95 more for double the amount. In the fluoride shield, it has the nascent iodine and five other key compounds on record known to strip out the fluoride and other toxins and heavy metals. So fluoride shield, the survival shield, all available at InfoWarsLife.com. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And with Fukushima and even the MSNBC host coming out saying we were told shut up, but it was totally deadly, we couldn't have reporters anywhere near it. The Japanese government says it's much worse than these huge disasters of the past, total meltdown. This is what the system doesn't want you to know about. So I discovered that only one company had this very small 40-year-old laboratory patented for the last decade plus, and I said, well, I want it all. And so I am the exclusive distributor of this, InfoWarsLife.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Now, I'm going to shut up for the rest of the 12 minutes we've got in this segment and into the next. Steve, you've got the floor. Continue with the missing nukes, geopolitically, what you believe is happening in Russia with the Olympics and these bombings, all the different things that are happening. Again, I'm not saying that Al-Qaeda doesn't exist. The media always says, you say they don't exist. No, no, no. They work for the New World Order. And you've got just so many sources. So you've got the floor. Where is it going? The mystery illness, all of it. Steve Quayle.
Well, Alex, first of all, I want to take on the Middle East, because from the day we became involved in Iraq with our overthrow of Saddam Hussein, obviously going into Libya, Gaddafi, going down the road, going down the line, this is the whole biblical context of the book of Daniel and the end times, especially with the Prince of Persia. Persia is Iran. Now, this is critical. You can tell where this is going to go simply by understanding that in the world of Ahmadinejad, and Iranians, I must make this clear, the Iranians are Aryans. They do not see themselves as Arabs. The whole Arab world is worried about this because they know different factions, Sunni, Shiites, and all the various offshoots. They are looking for the return of the Iman Mahdi. When I said that, people really flipped out 10 years ago. Man, I can't tell you how much hate mail I got on that one. But the point being is that you can predict that this is going to go. That's why all the allegiances and the alliances, in order for the Imam Mahdi, this is all I need to say, to come on the scene, there has to be a global conflagration. That is part of their eschatology. That is why you have the West now being assaulted with radical Islam. You've got the denigration of biblical Christianity, the cowards in the pulpits. You know, it's interesting because when this nation was great and strong, we still had foundational values. Now the attack on the American family, the attack on the truth, everything that stood for what we based our foundational principles on. And when people say, well, they can't do that because of the Constitution. In their mind, the Constitution's over. The Bill of Rights are over. All of the baloney that has come out of the spy agencies. Look, the American citizen, here's a simple question. American citizenry is targeted for destruction. The globalists are going to come in and plunder. They have plundered the middle class. They're going to plunder, rape, pillage. You're going to do it all. Now, that sounds really inflammatory unless you can back it up, and I can back it up, and I will back it up. I expect Vladimir Putin to make an amazing move against Saudi Arabia in the very near future. I think I know what it's going to say, but in lack of waiting for a secondary confirmation how that's going to take place, he's confronted by the same radical Islamic movement, and he knows. Now, listen, let me make something clear on terrorists. Doesn't matter what title you put on them, the Muslim Brotherhood, Egyptian Brotherhood, Al-Qaeda, this, that, or the other thing. The bottom line is somebody always pays terrorists to implement a form of sabotage and foreign policy by terror and destruction. So somebody's paying these people. And the people that are paying them are almost transnational, and they're also supernatural in this case. You know, one of the things, Alex, that has been hard for me to get through to people is there is a evil spiritual element. Let's call it the devil. Let's call it what it really is. And even the secularists that want to listen to me and you and get all the data, they don't. There's a contingency out there. There's the ones on the left that say they're servants of the Illuminati, and they do worship Satan. They do believe in all the juju. They do believe in all the juju, by the way, is Swahili for devil stuff. And the thing is that they absolutely have a plan, an agenda. We've never seen Christianity come under attack. We've watched the military. That's one thing I warned about, and people wouldn't listen. Since when did the military, and I'll tell you this, the Air Force was the one that was spearheading it up to basically get rid of all Christians. Now we've got the war on Christianity. And Jesus said if the Christians lose their salt, they're going to be trodden under the foot, okay? When I pray for you, Alex, and I you probably know this, and if you don't, I want to share this. I pray for you when I pray for people globally, internationally, and sometimes I have a listening audience of 7 million.
No, I know. You pray for me on air. I really appreciate that, Steve.
Yeah, no. And I'm just saying this, though. There are intercessors that will tell me stuff that I could not have known about for one time. And look, I'm just going to leave it at this. Is the danger that you and your family were in that was stopped because people who love you, Alex, and I'm one of them, who pray in their seat. Look, there are men of God in the highest ranks of the military. I'm talking real men of God. These guys are some of the most dangerous men in the world, but they do love God. On the other hand, some of the most evil and wicked men in the too much wacky tobacco. By the way, don't smoke. So the point is that we're in a time period now where the book of Revelation, and it's a revelation of Jesus, that Jesus is the one that's telling us all this stuff's going to come. How about the NSA? How about all of the push towards the entire being able, we won't be able to buy, sell or trade unless we take the mark of the beast. All the biometric scanning, all that stuff. So how does all this play in? All of every single issue boils around creating a global conflagration in which the false Messiah will come and bring a false peace. You can see now exactly how foreign policy is going, and whether Prince Bandar of Saudi Arabia was behind it or not, I will tell you this, that Moscow knows better than anybody due to their intelligence apparatus just the capabilities of Saudi Arabia, a separate and apart from the U.S. backing them. Now that you heard Saudi Arabia said that they felt betrayed by the entity in the White House, that's how I refer to him. Well, he has betrayed him. He betrays everyone because he believes in the return of the Mahdi. It doesn't matter what he says publicly. The tree is known by the fruit it bears. So all of the geopolitical realm is based on this. The same thing with the financial collapse. You know, we can warn, you can warn, have been for years, what the plan is.
And we've been collapsing. They just keep denying. Let me throw one thing in, and I want you to get back on the financial collapse. Again, yep. Steve Quayle joins us, syndicated radio host right now, stevequayle.com. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. If you just tuned across the dial and are wondering what you're listening to, the UN is setting up, as you know, 10 global regions. Bible says that. 10 sub-regions per region. The UN has said, and David Rockefeller has said, and Kissinger has written publicly and said, all they need is the right global crisis, and the nations of the world will give up all their liberty and accept a one-world government. Now they're openly announcing this, and Albert Pike wrote in 1878, the head of the Illuminati, he said, we're going to have a First World War, a Second World War, to bring in the League of Nations and the UN. Then we'll have a Third World War between Christianity, Islam, with Judaism in the middle. And then out of that, Lucifer, our God, will take over. So whether the Bible's a real thing or not, the point is they are manifesting it like a science fiction book. Science fiction of 100 years ago has now become reality. So even to atheists out there, of course, I believe it to be true and know it is, even to atheists that don't get that, they have to understand by believing it, it's been manifest, and it's not us believing it that manifests it as Christians. The evil ones follow the Bible closer than Christians do. They just follow it from the other perspective.
That's an amazing statement, Alex, because no one knows the devil, the Bible, better than the devil. From the standpoint, that's what he tempted Jesus with when he took him up on the top of the temple. You know, bow down and worship me, and I'll give you all the power of the kingdoms of the world. Now, here's what's interesting. The same day that we had the situation that Russia gets hit, the Bakken oil train blows up, and their whole city now is going to be supposedly vacated. Remember the old statement of the Illuminists, don't let a good crisis go to waste. Also, the Russian Red Chinese troops. Now, this is the one that really fries people, and they denied it, even though I had Robert Jones on my show years ago telling that he had a relative that was sent to Moscow. The Soviet or Russian government took him in and showed him the letter that was sent by the DHS to request Russian troops to come to the United States to help in gun confiscation.
Wait, let me stop you. In NLE 09, they put out too much of the document on the FEMA side, admitting troops from 15 nations participated in civil suppression of revolts in America. They have deals with Mexico and Canada, vice versa. Our troops go into both nations. And, Steve, it was you first in the mid-90s that said that Russians were training to go up against Americans under NORTHCOM before the term NORTHCOM was even public. And now in the last year, we've seen them publicly training, not there looking inside the B-1 bombers or B-2 bombers to make sure they can't take nukes under treaty. No, they're training domestically. So how is our government with attacking Russia while at the same time bringing them here?
Well, again, the idea is somebody beyond what you see as our government is calling the shots. You know, the puppeteers behind the puppets, so to speak. And what is really challenging, Alex, as you know, is to get, even though you show pictures of Russian armor, Russian Hind gunships, all of the different pictures of the troops, the training, what people have got to remember is this. There's no shortage of funds for the statement that get the veterans to understand that. And I'm just one voice, but, you know, at least I've got a large microphone sometimes.
Oh, no, the number one terror threat, we broke these documents 5 years ago, is the returning military, and now that's all public, and the government trains 24/7 to go after anybody who isn't going to join with Sauron.
Absolutely. And now the thing that it even gets worse, when you brought out the MIAC report, I'm sorry we've got to cover so much, you know, and I get accused of talking too fast, and I tell people this openly. I said, I wish I had Alex's energy and youth, because, brother, you know, after 20-some years of this, you get tired and you get worn down, and by the grace of God, it's the people that pray for you, for me, for others that are you know, in essence, holding up our hands like Joshua and Caleb or whoever held up Moses' hands when the battle was against him. But what I'm saying in all this is simply this, is that there is a spiritual battle that is playing out in the physical plane. The battle is real. Behind the scenes, our military, certain factions of our military are killing each other off. It's true in the intelligence agency. The whistleblowers are being decimated. The bragging that, quote, never in the history of America that I know would a president make the statement that this one made, that he's really good at killing people. The whole drones, the Skynet, the layout of the Predator movies, and the layout of the entire, if you will, plan to subjugate the planet totally. The DNA, and that's a question I've got to ask you, Alex. Texas is kind of a dichotomy to me. I love Texas. I lived there back and forth for a number of years, a lot of time. I lived in Irvine and Dallas. But the thing is I guess what is troubling to me is it seems like Texas wants to implement all these strange search procedures. I know what you guys were facing when you tried to just have your constitutional rights. Why is it? I mean, it seems like...
Well, the globalists know that Texas is one of the main points that has people that might lead a resistance to take the republic back. So we are getting hit the hardest, like the main fortress. They're trying to bring us down.
Right. No, I understand that. But I don't understand why the police, who obviously listen to your show, and the powers that be that obviously know that, because obviously, you know, Texas...
Well, when they have police attack us demonstrating and things, the Dallas police wouldn't do it. They brought in federalized sheriff's deputies who look like bouncers from clubs with their shirts hanging out to attack us. And they've got special units of evil people who'll do whatever they're told.
Okay. So, but Texas does understand, and you talk to enough people in Texas that the weather wars, whether the drought and the attack upon the South, by the way, if you look at where the flu, and let's just call it what it is, the bioweapons been released, it's in the South. Obviously, those aren't the most favored states in the current political climate.
Oh, look, all they do is demonize it and say that they wish the South was dead and kill Phil Robertson and get anybody in the South is racist. Absolutely, because as bad as the South is with some of the things in it, it still has Christianity. People still say hi to you. People are more loving. That's what I've experienced. And they want to eradicate that and have them be a bunch of plastic trendies.
Right, and it's interesting because that's a really great word. What they want is they want automatons. They want robots. And that's where the whole point. You know, when I wrote the book Genetic Armageddon, I just want to share with people something. Never in the history of the world has there been so much denial of the obvious. These entities, and they're a supernaturally wicked group of people who claim that they are literally of Lucifer's bloodline. You quoted morals.
It's the Merovingians. All these royalty, all of them,
right,
have written books.
And so,
yeah.
So it's fascinating to me that every action, who is it against? You can say anything about anybody in the world, no flack. You mentioned Jesus. You mentioned the word Christmas. You mention anything. And they have this group of trolls that climbs out of the primordial slime to attack Jesus. And I'm telling you this, there's going to be a backlash because when you stand up for truth, you cannot stand up for truth and not absolutely come to the conclusion that Jesus is the truth. Look, it's not a religious argument anymore. It's a matter of life.
It's a fact. The evil people that have the evil fruits want to destroy real Christianity. They've tried to take it over. They've created Christianoid plastic fake groups infiltrating it, just like the Tea Party. They tried to infiltrate it. But it is. They literally have a spiritual hatred, and Christians are more persecuted now than ever before. And everywhere the UN goes, whether it's Syria or Central Africa, they are murdering Christians just with total savage abandonment.
Right. One of the things that people can do, you know, I'm always accused, I don't know if you are, but what can we do? What can we do? Well, we'll tell you what you do. You've got to get this out of your mind that there's any truth on the mainstream news media. There is no truth. You have to boycott them. You have to avoid them. And pretty soon, even they, you know, it's amazing. They hate us, but they still want the last vestige of money. The idea that they're taking our DNA, you know, they have stripped us of our dignity. God gave mankind the most amazing thing in the universe. So amazing that all of the fallen angels and Lucifer himself hated it. God said he created man in his image and likeness. So by destroying mankind, they can't obviously destroy God. But it's like a woman who gets mad at a boyfriend. She can't, you know, get her hands around his neck.
That's right. Satan is scorned. Satan is scorned.
Yeah. So that's the hatred that is being manifested. It should be, even to an unbeliever, amazing. Because look, what are we telling people? We're not telling people to send Johnny out and blow himself up. We're telling people, look, you've got to understand this is a spiritual battle. Now, I understand, and you understand, that this thing is not going to stay in the spiritual realm. But there has been a denial, and even the DHS now has compromised churches, where I literally heard, Alex, you probably know this too, that people going to home Bible studies, if they're under a mega church, have to be fingerprinted, and they have to have their dossiers. It's why I've been against Facebook all along. You know, there are people that share the gospel.
Oh, no, they're bringing Connect systems in to spy on the kids. The churches are telling women to leave their husbands. These mega churches are satanic command bases.
Oh, well stated. Do you remember, Alex, we did a show, and this is, I get excited, so if I sound enthusiastic, we did a show talking about Stasi, Marcus Wolf, Yevgeny Primakov. We talked about those people that were brought in from the most notorious spy agencies to set up the very protocols and the very procedures.
And by the way, when I first heard you say that, and Al Martin, I went and dug it up in the congressional record, the $1,100,000 that Marcus Wolf was paid, the former head of the Stasi, in a 3-year contract per year to help set up Homeland Security. They literally are setting it up directly off the East German blueprint.
Yeah, let me tell you something. It's a 30-second story that will appreciate this. It's amazing. I sat with a very famous Russian, I won't use his name, and he may be dead now, a number of years ago, 10 years ago, in Reno, basically blah, 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 buying a whole lot of vodka and a whole lot of shrimp, etc. And he just looked at me and he said, and I'll do the best I can, you Americans are so foolish. He said, you spend trillions to fight us, and now you pay us hundreds of millions to destroy your own people. Now, that's pretty telling, Alex, 10 years ago, you know. I don't remember what my bill was, but it was a couple thousand bucks, but it's priceless. And I'm not saying that to brag. What I'm saying is this, is that what's happening is plain to the world, except the people that are mind-controlled zombies.
Exactly, exactly. And I have these trendies who follow the trend. They download whatever the new program is and follow it and hold on to that like a lifeboat, even though it's a lead bowling ball, taking them to the bottom of the ocean like a millstone. They will buy anything they're told. That's what a trendy is. They are people that believe the world is going to fulfill them when whatever the world is selling, you better believe, is pure poison. Steve Quayle is our guest. Speak of the devil. The former CIA director has come out with a new Facebook program for neighborhoods. Leanne McAdoo went out to investigate. That's a 3-minute report coming up the next hour with Steve Quayle. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation.
Corporation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.